This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here with Leo Cunnihut. Leo, what's your name?
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder.
My pal Leo Honeycutt, who's my co-host here with me. We're on the Common Sense Show. Second hour today. Had a lively first hour, and it's going to get better in the second hour. Sure, Jared, glad you're joining us. Hope you're enjoying this weekend, having good weather wherever you are. We've talked about some more frivolous, lighthearted issues. This is a very serious issue, which it's hard to get a grip or get direction on. That's what's happening with our relationship with North Korea. The rhetoric back and forth between the head of North Korea, the premier, president, whoever he is, Kim Jong-un, and Donald Trump. The rhetoric seems to be picking up more. North Korea is shooting more and more missiles off into the sea. Trying to get a little better handle on this. Got an expert to talk to us about this very thing. Colonel Eric Anderson is joining me right now. He was a senior intelligence analyst for the Defense Intelligence Agency. He has served in the U.S. Pacific Command in Hawaii in the intelligence to analyst capacity. Iraq, Saudi Arabia has a very illustrious resume and certainly has a handle on the North Korean situation. Colonel Anderson, glad you joined us today. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here, Jim and Leo. Good to meet you.
Good to have you. Colonel, give us a kind of a current, a little history, I guess, if you will. We've had kind of this standoffish relationship with North Korea for many, many years to where I think George Bush put them on an enemies list or a terrorist country list at one time. But it's been something that's been kind of out of sight, out of mind. They didn't have the ability in North Korea to really threaten our security. And so if they rattled their sabers or took some pot shots at us, we just kind of ignored them. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like we're standing toe-to-toe with present dangers, the threat that nuclear weapons could be fired by their missiles that could even hit the United States. Tell us about the early history and what you see transpire to bring us to the tensions we have in this whole debate today.
You know, one could say that we've had an unfriendly relationship with the North Koreans since 1950 when they invaded the South. And it hasn't got any better since that point. You know, it's the one country on the planet that we have never signed a peace treaty with. We're an armistice, which is, there's a stark difference. You know, essentially, we're at a state of war with them every day of the week. And they have proceeded down a path that would suggest the place should fall apart. Socialism didn't work. And North Korea is, I think, a case of evidence number one in that path. And should have gone away when the Soviet Union collapsed and they lost their support from the economic side. So we have a state where people are starving to death. I don't know if many of your listeners have watched the news on the medical status of the young man who was shot trying to flee across the border in Panmunjom.
Right.
But he had a case of worms that was unbelievable. This is not modern society as you and I would choose to live it. And that's how most of their civilization, their citizenry, is treated. Unless you're part of the elite, you are left to sort of rot on your own. So what we get then is a state there operating in a feudal hardship with a family who thinks they own the country. That would be the Kim clan, and has been working on developing nuclear weapons now since the mid-1990s. We know that from looking at the evidence, the intelligence evidence that's now been published in the New York Times, and has proceeded forward at a very steady pace. They never back down. They certainly don't negotiate a treaty like we had with the Iranians. And now they've tested six times and are willing to show us how they can deliver those weapons by launching missiles out into the Pacific Ocean.
Well, they just celebrated, too, this last missile launch last week. They're number 16th, and they said, now we can hit the United States, and they had a big celebration. So at some point, what do we do to a kid who is who's a spoiled brat, Kim Jong-un? Are we supposed to take him seriously or just continue to ignore him?
You know, my contention had been for years that we should just ignore him and that he would go away. But this young man, he's really driving down a path where he's trying to prove his worth and value. Remember that North Korea is a very traditional Confucian society. And in order for him to prove that he's worthy of heading the state, he has to provide accomplishments. And the missile systems are his accomplishments. The nuclear weapons are his accomplishments. And
he's
bona fides with the citizenry. Excuse me?
I said, talk about playing with fire.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is what he's doing. The unfortunately, the feedback from it has always been inconsequential. We talk loudly. We don't brandish the big stick that Theodore Roosevelt would have had us use on the North Koreans. And I said to one of my counterparts, I was talking to somebody in Beijing, and I said, you know, the easier solution to this is instead of us rallying up the North Koreans, let the Chinese handle it.
But are they willing to do so? There's still charges. The Chinese are sending fuels and weaponry into North Korea. And do we have any real confidence that the Chinese will handle the problem?
Well, the Chinese do provide the North Koreans fuel. They are not providing them with weapons. And the reason that the Chinese continue to be the sort of big brother provider for the North Koreans is that they don't want a refugee crisis on their border. And they figure if you provide the North Koreans with enough food and fuel to keep them at home, you don't have to deal with them on your back doorstep. And that's where they have headed with this crisis and the way that they pushed it along. The response that I've given and continue to advocate is that if the Chinese are really this discomforted with the North Koreans, then they can go into North Korea. And they certainly are capable of accomplishing that mission. And, by the way, the Chinese have more than a passing familiarity with nuclear weapons. Let them wrap it all up, put it away, and they'll leave. That's what they did at the end of the Korean War. They would like to have nothing more than a stability in the neighborhood, and that's the one way to accomplish it, better than us trying to do it.
Well, what about, is America helping itself by the naval games or the naval activity that takes place right off the coast of North Korea with the South Koreans? South Koreans say they, you know, we are their ally, need to do it for our defense. But is that waving the red flag of the bull for us to be carrying on those exercises or not?
Oh, nicely said. Yes. You're just waving your red cape in front of the bull who, by the way, doesn't really have a naval force worth talking about, is not going to come out and try to interdict ours, and certainly has an air force that's not worth talking about. And so what we do is we show up, we pretty much provide justification for Kim Jong-un's continued belligerence, because now he can tell his population, look, see, they're threatening us right there on the border, but doesn't have to actually do anything about it. If we walked away, if you paid no attention to the North Koreans, they would essentially evaporate from the international media, and Kim Jong-un would be in a world of hurt, because now he has no reputation to play off of on his home front. He's obviously not taking care of his citizenry on domestic issues. So we would win out of this one by just leaving them alone. The problem
but
is
I guess there's some pressure. Yeah. But if they've launched a missile, if they've lost a missile that has a pretty wide range, and they have nuclear weapons, and we have these strong treaties with Japan and South Korea, our allies, can we afford just to not say anything or do anything? And is he a serious threat if he doesn't get the proper attention to respond? And before you answer that, Colonel, I want to take a little pause right now. We're talking right now about this whole Korean situation. Colonel, we're here with Colonel Eric Anderson, who's an expert in this whole part of the world. I want to come back and ask him some more questions. You can find out all about Colonel Anderson and our show at RadioCommonSense.com. Leo Honeycutt's here with me today. We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. Mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here with Leo Honeycutt, we're talking about North Korea. Leo, you had some questions you wanted to ask Colonel Anderson. We've got the colonel on the phone here right now to talk about what's going on in North Korea. And Leo, pick up with Colonel Anderson
well,
on the questions you and I were talking about off the air.
Colonel Jim and I were just talking of last week I had on Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who commanded for some years on the DMZ in Korea. And he was talking about the situation, and he said that really we don't need to watch China so much as Russia. He said Russia's looking for some way to retaliate against us, and this would give them the cue to do that. Do you think that's true?
That's interesting. I've had the honor of briefing Colonel or General Honore. He's an interesting character, to say the least. I would note that his Cajun accent disappears when he talks to you guys as opposed to when he used to work with us in the military. We'd have to try to figure out how to translate him into English on occasion. Interesting guy.
We're down here in Cajun countries where we broadcast from, so we pick up on that accent.
You guys probably understand him perfectly well. You know, me from the Midwest, they took me a while.
Yes, that's true. You do
smart
have to
man.
Listen. That's right.
I will say that. He is a smart guy. My observation would be with the Russians is that they have for years tried to figure out, one, how to build a rail system that would run through North Korea down into South Korea. And the thought being that you could increase the transit fees that were generated going through Siberia so they could pick up money from the South Koreans who are looking to export to the European nations. But they don't have sitting in the, this is the case for the Russians, they don't have sitting in the Far East Military District, which used to be sort of a hotbed of Russian military power. They just don't have the fire power necessary in order to come down into North Korea. Nor do they want to be saddled with having to take on what would be a colony for them at this point. They have enough problems sitting down in Crimea, less the Ukraine than dealing with the North Koreans, who have always proven to be very prickly customers. It's one of the reasons the Chinese have backed away from dealing with the North Koreans on a steady basis. They bite back.
Hmm. Between North and South Korea, does North Korea, if North Korea had their druthers, would they like to reunite with South Korea? Or what is their position on South Korea, do you think?
Well, the North Koreans, they argue fairly vocally that they would love to reunite the Korean Peninsula under North Korean tutelage. And the South Koreans just shrug their shoulders. You know, South Korea is the world's 12th largest economy, and they've accomplished it with 48 million people. It's an amazing place.
Wow.
I've spent a number of years of my life living there. If you watch MASH, you're doing yourself a disfavor now on what the status is of Seoul, South Korea. It is as modern as New York City, and the South Koreans live as well as you or I. And they eat as well. That's certainly the case. And so you have to look at the difference between the two. And here's North Korea. One could arguably make the case that North Korea is still existing in 1920. And the status of the citizenry, the health of their citizenry, the electricity that they can generate are all reflective of a 1920 economy as opposed to what we have sitting immediately south of the DMZ. So I not to be disrespectful, but I would disagree with General Andre on the argument that the Russians are coming. I really think that the Chinese are going to show up and try to clean up the problem.
Let me ask real quick, Colonel. You're just talking about how the South Koreans are doing an incredible economic civilization boost with just 48 million people. How many more examples of such as North Korea and Russia, the former Soviet Union, USSR, how many more examples of communism around the world failing after a number of years do we need before somebody wakes up around the rest of the continents and say, you know, well, obviously communism just doesn't work as a system?
That's a good question. And I point to, and I have for a number of people now, had long conversations on the case of China as being an example of what can transpire with these former Soviet and former communist regimes. And then as you transfer into authoritarian capitalism, and you have a government where you don't provide for election of the top officials. However, they realize that in order to succeed and continue governing, they're going to have to provide decent living for their population. And the Chinese, I think, are really, they're gnawing at the bit to get other people to follow that case. It has, mm-hmm. has certainly been well received in Singapore. If you look at the way the Singaporeans have gone, the Vietnamese are headed down the same path. I would argue that the Cambodians will arrive there eventually. And there's some concern that the Filipinos are now treading towards that direction. So the North Koreans have become, you know, sort of this outlier that they need to adopt the capitalist system in order to succeed, but they don't want to give up the current ruling regime.
Yeah. Tell me about Japan now. We've left Japan out of the mix. They have a huge economy. They are directly affected. They're right there, very close to North Korea. What if you could... if you could give Japan advice as to what they should be doing to lessen the tension and protect themselves, quite frankly, because they certainly are very at risk, what would you suggest?
The Japanese, by dint of the constitution that General MacArthur provided for them, cannot spend more than 2% of their GDP equivalent on the military. They don't get that far. The Japanese military, quite frankly, with the exception of their navy, is a joke, and it's time that they come up to and ante up to what their own self defense responsibility should be, and that's part of that is modernizing their own missile defense systems and putting them in place so that they can defend themselves and not depend upon the Americans to show up and take care of the game. If I was living in Japan, I frankly wouldn't worry about the North Koreans. The North Koreans are not foolish enough, knowing our relationship with the Japanese, to launch a missile strike against Tokyo. That would result in essentially the destruction of Pyongyang. It's because of Washington's relationship, longstanding relationship now with the Japanese government, that provides for that mutual defense. And If I was going to ask the Japanese to do something, it would be to take on greater responsibility for your own defense and to push back. The concern, however, is that the Japanese, the Taiwanese, and the South Koreans may decide that if the North Koreans have nuclear weapons, they're going to have to build nuclear weapons. And there are three countries who are more than capable of accomplishing that mission in less than a year.
Right. Well, Colonel, listen, we're out of time, but we really appreciate your taking the time to explain a complicated issue that certainly is not going to go away quickly. Colonel Eric Anderson, thanks for being on the show. Have a great weekend. Hopefully we can have you back in the near future.
Hey, thanks, Jim Leal. Take care.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy over a huge, difficult problem. I think he's right, though, that Trump ought to tone down the rhetoric and let the guy squabble, but not bring this nut in North Korea up to his level. Hey, you got to take a break right now. We're going to come on back to talk about the Dow hitting 24,000. Right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think. Iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Leo, the Dow's going crazy. It keeps going up and up and up. I've got a little money in the stock market. I'm tickled to death, but past 24,000, which is just something that no one projected, and you just kind of wonder, will it will stay? I got a lot of questions. I know you know a lot about the stock market, so I brought a special guest just for you, Leo.
Oh, good.
Okay. Barry Habib is our guest right now. He's a real estate forecaster. He has been on a number of TV shows, CNBC, a number of shows, The Money Man. He has run a hedge fund and just has a great background in the economy in general. And Barry, glad you're on the Common Sense Show. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Leo, talk to Barry a little bit about this 24,000. That really is amazing. I hope it stays, but will it?
Look, I can still remember when the Dow was at 900, so that's how old I am. And so this 24,000 is just way off the stratosphere. Do you think this is, Barry, a bubble?
Yeah, bubble's hard to say if it's a bubble, but it's certainly due for a breather, although, you know, as John Maynard Keynes said, the markets can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. And I'll tell you what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that this move hasn't really been a move based upon earnings growth. Yes, there's been some earnings growth, but it's mostly because of multiple expansion. And it's based upon anticipation that a tax bill is going to get done, and that's going to benefit corporations to be able to show more profits. So, I mean, I understand the exuberance. However, when you think about it, if you see a lot of the analytics that are coming out as far as sentiment, you know, where people who think the market's going to go higher versus people who think they're going to go lower, bulls versus bears, the bullish sentiment is off the charts. It hasn't been this high since 1987, and the spread between bulls and bears is the same. So if you think about an expensive stock market, the second most expensive that we've experienced, the most bullish exuberance, according to this sentiment, since 1987, and at the same time, pretty much every central banker around the world is going to drain liquidity. You're going to have, here in the U.S., you're going to have some rate hikes, as you know. We've already started to cut back on the reinvestment in both mortgage bonds and treasuries. And you've also got central bankers in Europe and as well as Japan cutting back. Europe are going to cut back, you know, $360 billion in 2018. Mm. You have to wonder, what's the straw that breaks the camel's back here? And I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying, hey, we got a crash coming or anything. But I am saying that I think it's overdue that we have a rather meaningful pullback.
Well, you know, Barry, it's been 20 years now, 20 years since Alan Greenspan said we've got to watch out for irrational exuberance. You just mentioned the word exuberance, and I'm wondering, we're 20 years later and the Dow's at 24,000. So there was a lot of people who jumped out when Alan Greenspan said that.
Well, and they were wrong, too, because he said it at 6,500 at the Dow. The Dow promptly went up over the next year and a half to over 10,000, but then eventually did pull back. I mean, he was wrong when he said it. But look, it's very hard. This is why I kind of use the John Maynard Keynes line here in the beginning, because
right.
Whether it makes sense or not, the market's going to do what it wants to do. Right now, it's poised higher. But there are things that I'm concerned about that, for me personally, at these levels, I'm more comfortable taking a more conservative approach just because of the things I mentioned, the bullish sentiment and the expensive nature based on price to earnings, as well as the money that's being drained out of central bankers, and we may see 4 rate hikes next year in the U.S. on top of it. So we're going to get one in a couple of weeks, for sure.
So what's an investor to do? You've got retirees that have decided that they want to put their money in the stock market. They lay out somewhat of a conservative program in terms of the stocks they buy and bonds. But knowing that this bubble could burst, do you have any advice for people who are in the stock market now? Not big high rollers that have sophisticated information at their hand, but just the average person that may have a few hundred thousand dollars as part of their retirement account in the stock market. What would you advise them to do?
Yeah, break out your crystal ball there.
Well, here's the thing is that, I mean, those monies are very, very valuable. And unfortunately, as we get a little older, hey, look, I'm in the same boat. You don't have the ability to recover from a big loss as quickly. Now, somebody who's 25 or 35 years old or even 40 or 45 years old, they can withstand some downward moves and then have enough time to recover. Somebody who's thinking about retirement in the very near future probably should have less of their assets in the stock market and probably consider some safer avenues. Interestingly, I think that real estate is still an amazing, amazing opportunity, and that's a time typically where a lot of people who reach those retirement age sometimes think about offloading some of their real estate holdings. Instead, I would kind of hold on to those because I think for most parts of the country, real estate is going to be very, very profitable just based upon supply and demand. It's almost the opposite dynamic that you have in the stock market.
And Barry, with this nut over North Korea, and lobbing 16 missiles now and threatening the United States, if he were to pull some idiocy, which it looks like he probably could, how will that affect the market?
The stock market would not like that at all. Probably see a lot of money rush into the safe haven and bonds. That's historically what happens. You'd see rates go down, bond prices rise, and stock prices would more than likely suffer. And you know, that's another wild card that you bring up here that, it's not too far-fetched. I mean, God forbid this happens, but it isn't like – it seems like the stock market is just completely paying no mind to it, like sort of whistling past the graveyard here. It's a very real potential that this lunatic could do something that really upsets the globe, and the stock market would not like that at all.
And which is exactly what Kim Jong-un would like.
Yes, that's exactly what he would like.
Yeah.
Well, so it's just that is there any certain areas that have long-range prospects regardless of the instability? In other words, It looks like tech stops, the internet. It looks like Google and Facebook and all these stocks keep going up and up. Apple, is that going to slow down any if there is a cutback with other stocks, or are we so dependent on that quality of tech stocks that that's a pretty good investment?
Well, except for Apple, the other names that you mentioned are kind of priced for perfection. They're a bit on the expensive side. Now, you could justify perhaps that in a good environment like we have now, they certainly can command that, because in a good environment, everything's going well, those expensive multiples could be justified because of the growth rates. But, you know, Apple is a little bit of a different story. Apple is still relatively, it's still a bargain compared to the others. The areas that we should be considering as far as, okay, what's a little bit more protectionary? Healthcare. Look, you think about 1,000 people turning 65, every single day. I'm sorry, 10,000 people turning 65 every single day. You have the enormous burden of healthcare, and you know, hospital stocks doing very well. Healthcare stocks. Most of the gain in the Dow this last 100 points, if you take a look at some of the healthcare stocks, they were most of the big contributors to this. And I do think that that's an area that it's almost foolproof just based on the demographics that we have.
Do you think we should be concerned about this $20 trillion deficit that we're running now?
That's one of the reasons why you see Bitcoin going crazy, right? Because
right.
You know, there's probably a lot of people saying, hey, how do you obliterate your debt? You obliterate your debt by devaluing your currency. And, you know, that's been done before, as we know throughout history, right? I'm not saying the U.S. does that or does it anytime soon. However, it is a big concern. And that $20 trillion probably goes to $30 trillion faster than we know it. Just like you see the Dow hitting these 1,000-point milestones more rapidly, I think the trillion-dollar milestone on the deficit starts to accumulate more rapidly. I mean, think about what we've done in the past 10 years, going from roughly
right.
$10 trillion to $20 trillion in 10 years.
Barry, we got to take a pause. I got another question for you about Bitcoin. You can hang on. We're talking right now about the economy, how it's just skyrocketing, with Barry Habib. We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed, with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're on the line with Barry Habib. He's an expert in looking at the economy. He has a hedge fund, or he's had a hedge fund in the past, and he's been a commentator on a number of money programs. And we're talking about the fact that the Dow's hit 24,000. Will it continue? What do you do as an investor? And how do you proceed as an investor coming up into the future? Do you pull your money out? Do you hedge? Are you careful? Just what do you do? So, Barry, you didn't talk about international stocks. Is there a market? I guess because of the uncertainty worldwide, that you would you recommend someone looking at stocks that are overseas right now, or is that something to consider?
You know, it's always a good idea to take a look and diversify. That's one of the things that's important. So there's markets that are not as elevated as what we see here in the U.S. I mean, actually, India is probably a pretty good deal. It's difficult to select individual stocks, perhaps, but there are funds out there. There's so many options, and you can get a fund with good management, or you can diversify to some of these areas around the globe that haven't yet had such high growth. But please remember that many areas around the world are probably going to be experiencing some of these liquidity headwinds, meaning that the central banks will be either investing less or raising rates around the world. And you know, this time could be different, but historically that gives you a little bit of a headwind as far as equity prices.
It's me again, Leo. I guess I was wondering, one thing that I've been watching this pretty closely, my wife actually works in this industry, and with the debt the way it is, with the... I just have this feeling that the Fed is printing money faster than they can actually do it. And so we're seeing this inflation translate over into housing and transportation. It's pretty keen about how quickly, especially real estate, I've noticed all over the country, and especially in the Gulf South, has just skyrocketed. So my point is since we have what looks like inflation that's at a pretty high rate, is that indeed, with all this liquidity feeding the stock market to skyrocket at 24,000, and if there's a disruption in that, how quickly do you think it would come back down?
Okay, so you're 100% right. A lot of the liquidity is definitely feeding the stock market, and the accommodative rates that that was really what Ben Bernanke wanted to do. Ben Bernanke will take credit for the stock market's rise and even the rise in real estate prices and saying that, hey, you know, what we wanted to do was get the economy rolling by giving people a greater feeling of wealth so they'll spend more. So he targeted asset prices. The thing of it now is that many Fed members are talking about, hey, we've got to again target asset prices, but this time not to get them more inflated, but to get them to cool off a little bit. So just remember that the Fed is not going to be our friend as far as equity prices. And when you talk about inflation, we're talking about inflated or at least health equity values as well as real estate values. I think there's other things about real estate we should mention as well, but we're not talking about regular inflation, overall inflation on prices, which has been really, really low. The Fed doesn't understand why inflation has been so low. I'll tell you the reason. It's because of the technology, which is relentless in making us more efficient and eliminating jobs and keeping inflation at bay. The thing about real estate is that demographics is just incredible. When you take a look at the median age of a first-time home buyer is 33 years old. So we go back to the demographics and look at where they were born in 1984. Here's the interesting thing, gentlemen. You look at the chart, and you'll see the next 8 subsequent years looks like a staircase as far as births go. So we know that the amount of 33-year-olds coming every year for the next 8 years will be greater than the previous year. So if demand is strong already, and it is, it's going to get even stronger. And builders cannot keep up because labor's tight and banks aren't lending on spec. And, you know, these demographics really teach you a lesson. Here's the amazing thing, guys. I think we'd all agree that the housing bubble occurred 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. Those are the problematic years for housing. Well, let's look at the same demographics and go back 33 years before that. So 2006, what happened 33 years before that? That was 1973. Let me just see if you guys happen to know off the top of your head. What was the major law that was passed in 1973?
Oh, boy.
It was Roe versus Wade. So abortions become illegal in 1973. Birth rates dropped precipitously the next few years. And what the result is that 33 years later, you have a lot fewer buyers or people creating households, either buying or renting 33 years later. Meanwhile, builders putting up homes like crazy, and that really contributed to the housing bubble with this huge imbalance. But we have the opposite scenario now. We know that demand will continue to increase while supply is tight, which is really why I think that real estate is a very, very good opportunity, regardless of what some of the misconceptions are out there. I think it's stronger than most people think, and it's an area that you'll see a lot of good, continued, solid gain. Now, we mentioned Bitcoin earlier. I don't know if you have time to chat about that. I just think
Bitcoin. Yeah, please do. Please. Hey, look, a lot of my listeners don't know what a Bitcoin is. Give us a little basics here, if you will, Barry.
So, you know, you think about what is money. Money is just a record-keeping system, right? It just says, okay, this is how much I have. This is how much you have. It's just a record-keeping system, essentially, of what one person has versus another, or how much it costs to transfer assets from one person to another. So that's all that money is. And for it to mean something, it's got to be backed by something. Now, as you know, 1971, until Richard Nixon took us off of it, it was backed by gold. But now it's backed by the full faith and credit of our government and other governments. So in order for it to have meaning, we have to have faith in these governments. But we've had reason in the past to know that sometimes governments can let you down and it can be hacked. So what someone who, I don't know if it's real or not, Satoshi Nakamoto, he essentially laid out the plan for Bitcoin, which is an alternative currency instead of a government controlling it. It's a digital version of it where the records are open. Everybody's record is kept by this chain of computers who get rewarded for keeping these records. But you have tens of thousands of who knows how many computers that all have the same records. So the record's there. So that's what the government would have done. It's very hard to crack because it's over so many computers, and it's called a blockchain. You may have, you know, people may have heard that term before, but that's what a blockchain
is.
Yes. So the blockchain does that. So now all these records, they don't have your name. They have your ID, which then corresponds to your name, and that's how you know what you have. Now, there could be some negativity here because having anonymity allows people to purchase things that maybe aren't such good things. And there was this website, Silk Road, and
that allowed people to buy bad stuff that you know, you shouldn't be doing by using Bitcoin and things like that. However, there's been an effort to clean that up. I don't know if you ever get it cleaned up. But what really is the key here is that Bitcoin allows you the ability to have a currency that isn't controlled by one single central bank, so people have a little more faith in it. And some people have a little more faith in it. And it's become more and more and more interesting to folks. And because it's become more interesting, the growth of it has gone, it's gone pretty high. And it's also finite. There's only 21 million Bitcoin. So you can't, it's not like a government that can continue to print money. There's just a finite number. Now, with respect to how I can go about getting it, it's hard to get. I've been trying to buy Bitcoin over some of the things like over the internet, and there's places like Coinbase, but it limits you to the amount that you can get. So you really can't get it in quantity unless you go to some of these other exchanges, and it's difficult here in the U.S. You have to do it through a company name. So what's happened, and one of the reasons why it's exploded in recent days from just recently a little under 6,000 to now probably will be over 12,000, 13,000 this week, is because they're going to start trading this in Chicago. So it's going to become a lot easier to invest with it. And there's also
like
going
commodity?
To be options. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And in January, there'll even be options on it. So I think that because a lot of people have heard of it, a lot of people hear the name now, but they don't really know what it is. I think starting January, people will start to learn more about it, want to get interested, and now have a vehicle that makes it easy for them to get interested in it. It would not surprise me, guys, to see this thing go from right now, it's like 11,700. I would be shocked if it didn't get to 20,000 in very short order.
Hey, so, God.
Barry, we're out of time, unfortunately. We're going to talk about Rock of Ages. You're the producer of Rock of Ages, right?
Yes, I am. I did some movies where I acted in. I actually acted in that movie, and I actually produced a show on Broadway. It was just a wonderful experience. 27th longest running show in Broadway history.
We're going to have you back to talk about that because you're a fascinating guy. I'd love to have you on. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll hope to talk to you in the near future.
Weekend.
And that's our show for the day, folks. We are out of time. Leo, thanks for being with me.
Join it always.
We'll see everybody next week. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. Have a good week, folks. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.